Welcome to Aging in Modern Literature and Film. It's a great course that looks at aging in movies and various forms of literature and other arts. This course emerged out of a desire to include the portrayal of aging in various films, books, and short stories, television, children's literature, art, poetry, memoir, and other narratives into the larger curriculum about aging. So Aging in Modern Literature and Film was born. The formal course description is as follows. Themes and the felt experience of aging have been a presence in the arts and humanities for centuries as a way to generate meaning about aging and examine social and cultural attitudes about aging. Aging in Modern Literature and Film primarily focuses on a small slice of the humanities, recent film and literature from the late 20th century and early 21st century, to explore many aspects of aging and the lives of older adults. It's important to note the scope of time that the course covers. The U.S. has experienced an exciting time of major change. First, we've seen an increase in life expectancy from age 45 in 1900 to age 80 today. Second, a large cohort of people who've come to be known as the baby boomers, born between 1946 and 1964, came of age and are now turning 65 at a rate of 10,000 baby boomers per day. As baby boomers age, they are shaping our attitudes and portrayals of aging in films and literature by addressing the experience of aging and late life. Within the context of scholarly research, we'll study some of the films and literature focusing on the aspect of aging.